life? In other words, like, how much longer is it going to be until your husband is going to come home? What's going on here? Where is he already? That's what this old lady was saying. They're saying to her. So Omer lo, Rabbi Akiva's wife answered back and said, if he would listen to me, he would go learn another 12 years. I don't mind. So Omar, Rabbi Akiva said, I see I have permission for my wife. He went back to the yeshiva and learned another 12 years. But they rav in yeshiva. He also now at the end of 24 years, I see Badei Esrim V'yava Alfi Tamidi. He had with him 24,000 Tamidim. The famous kasher is, how come Rabbi Akiva didn't even go into his wife when he was home to say hello to her, give her shalom aleichem at least? Masha from the Gemara didn't even go inside to say hello, we just went right back. So the Chayim Shalava says, from near the pshat is, that there's an inyan to learn without a hefsik, not to make any breaks. If he would have went in, it would have been called 212 years. Now that he didn't go in, it's called he went to learn straight. For 24 years, there's a different mila. There's a mila of doing things without a hefsik, without a break. So the kids, he came back now after 24 years with 24,000 tamidim. Is Shama de Beisua, so his wife heard about it. Have she wanted to go out to see him. Is Omale Shibavasa, her neighbors told her, Shili Mani Lavush, borrow some nice clothing, V'yichsef, and dress nicely to go see your husband. Omalu, she answered back, Yodei et tzadik nefesh b'emta, no, a tzadik knows nefesh b'emta means, I'll look the way I am, I don't have any money now, I'm poor, let my tzadik, let my husband see me the way I am. He knows me. Kimot lagabe, when she went to see him, nofel alape, she fell on her face, komenashko lelekarya, she kissed his feet, hevikomadach v'lo shmaya, so the tamidim around were throwing her away, what do you mean, you come kiss Rabbi Akiva's foot? Is Omalu, Rabbi Akiva said to them, Shavkua, leave her alone. Shaliva shalachem shalohu. My learning and your learning is because of her. Like, leave her alone. It's Soschus. Shoma avua the Yosef Gavaraba. So now Ben Savua, the father-in-law, heard that a great person, Rabbi Akiva, was coming. He didn't know yet it was his son-in-law. But he heard a great person was coming. Lamosa to the city. Is Omer, he said to himself, Ezel agabe, let me go to him. Eshlamefa nidre. Like he had now Rachmanis on his wife, on his daughter, he didn't feed her for 24 years. Maybe I'll be matter my neder, I'll be able to give her something. Izosla Gabe, so he went in front of Rabbi Akiva Omalei. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, Daita de Gav Rabbi Minadarta, did you make a neder that your wife can't have any enjoyment if you would have known that her husband would be a great person? Omalei, he said back, Afilo Perak Echad, no. If I would know that the husband could even learn one perak, I wouldn't have made a neder. Afilo Aloch Achas, even one halacha. His mashmur, Rabbi Akiva, was his shepherd. He did not even know one halacha. He was 40 years old then. He did not even know one halacha. So, Omalei, so Rabbi Akiva sold to his father-in-law, Anohu, I'm him, I'm your daughter's wife. Is Nofal Ape, so Ben Shavua fell on his face, Vanashki Akar, Yosa kissed his foot, V'yoyev Le Palga Mamoina, and he gave away half of his property, half of his money to Rabbi Akiva and to his daughter. Now the Gemara says, "Bratet Rabbi Akiva of the Leil le Ben Azai Hochi." Rabbi Akiva's daughter acted the same way with her husband, with Ben Azai. Finally, I'm interested in what people say. Rechila bosa rechila. A kid goes after a kid. Ozla kiyuvda aima kach uvda brata. The same way your mother does, that's what a daughter does. That a daughter takes after a mother. And since, but this is the mice of Rabbi Akiva's wife, who are then by the daughter, the same thing happened also. So there's also mice of going away to learn, arise, they let her go away to learn Torah. Even though here there's less mice, Rabbi Akiva was brishus, here the wife gave him permission to go learn. Agav Rebbe talks about, you see, there's never a time limit to give up, not to learn, no matter how old you are. Here Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old, he didn't even know one halacha. Still he went to learn, and he was shtaigdois to be a Akiva. He was a tzenuah though, midas toivis he had though. Vaita Reb Yosef Breda Rava Shadre Avua Levei Rav Lekaimit Reb Yosef. That Reb Yosef, the son of Rava, was sent by his father to learn in the yeshiva in front of Reb Yosef. And Poskele Shishoni, they passed him then, like after the chasn, you have to go for 6 years and learn first. Kievet Loshoni, when it ended the 3 years, Moti Mali Yom Kippur came Erev Yom Kippur. Omri said like this, I'm away already 3 years, I can't take it anymore, let me go home and see my mishpacha. Ishama Avuas, his father, heard that he's coming home after 3 years. In Shokal Moni took that as clothing. It was something to fight his son with, but he took out his tools. V'nofel Yapi went to him. Omalei, Zoynoschon is karta. Like, what are you doing home? You remember your Zoyna? You have to come home to live with your wife. We made up, you'll sit and learn for 6 years. Ika the army son say Omalei told him, Yoynoschon is karta. Did you remember your dove? Your Yoyna? Same thing. Like, what are you doing coming home? Is itrud. So they were fighting over this shiloh, if he should come home or not. So Gemara says, Mar Ifsik, Loi Mar Ifsik, Loi Mar Ifsik. This was Erev Yom Kippur. So usually on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah teet, and Befrat before the tainus, there's a mitzvah to have a sudas mafsekis. So this year, neither of them had a sudas mafsekis. They're both oisik and arguing the whole time. They both did not have the sudas mafsekis. So at the Mishnah. Hamoredes al baila, in a case where Isha is rebelling against the husband. We'll soon see why. Is poichsulo miksubosa. The husband has the right to take away from Aksuba, deduct the money from Aksuba, shiva dinu mishabis. Every week, 7 dinu he takes off the Aksuba. You have Yuduwaina, shiva tafikin. Even a bigger sum. 7 tafikin he has the right to take off the Aksuba. Now, ad moslahu poiches, till how long does he have a right to take away tiduk from the ksuba, like not to give her a get, but just to hold out? Ad kineged ksubasa, until it ends up all the money of the ksuba, then he has to give her a get. Rabbi Yossi says, le'olamu poiches ve'lechno, he continues deducting even after the ksuba. Ad shem tipo lo yerusha, mokamacha goyve menu, that even in the case, let's say she has yerusha, she has nadunya, he has a right to pay her up, to deduct even from the Nadunya, even for the money she's yashin from her father later on also. They continue living together, just he deducts every week 7 dinarin from even that. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein ha-marid al-ishta, the same thing if a husband rebels against his wife, is moisifin aksubos, he has to add on to aksuba, shleisha dinarin b'shabis, only 3 dinarin a week. Mashma, when a man rebels against his wife, it's not so bad. Here he only has to give 3 dinarin. But when the wife rebels against the husband, that's worse. There he has the right to deduct 7 dinarin a week. He has a right to, he has to add on 3 tafrikin every week. If he's rebelling against his wife, he has to add on. Now the Gemara says, Meredis Mimai. From what's the case of Meredis here, what are they rebelling one against the other? Is Rafunu Rama Mitashm Shamita. Means that she's saying she doesn't want to live with him anymore. She doesn't want to have Tashmish with him. So therefore every week that she's a Maredes, he has a right to take off from Aksuba 7 dinrin. Rav Yesi Rav Chanina Rama Mimlocha. It means from the work, she has a shibah to work for her husband. So if she stops working for him every week, he takes off 7 dinrin. So now the Gemara wants to prove it. Tanan, we learned, V'chein ha-moirid al-ishtoi, if a man rebels against his wife, the same halach replies that he has to add on to aksuba 3 dinarin every week. So bishloim alamandi yom mitashmish lechai. If the shiloh, when she is rebelling against him, means she doesn't want to live with him, so it's very good. It could be just the opposite. He does not want to live with her. Elo alamandi yom mimlocha, but the one that says that she's rebelling, she doesn't want to do her work towards the husband, is the husband meshubah to work for his wife? So what do I care if he rebels? He doesn't want to work for her. He doesn't have a chiv to work for her. So Mora says, in, yes, we're talking about bi'aymer, when the husband says, ein izon v'yena mefranas. The husband says, I don't want to support you. If he says he doesn't want to support you, that the husband has a chiv to support his wife. True, he doesn't have to work for her, but he has to support her, give him a mezonos. For the Gemara, could that be the case? I have Omer Rav. Rav says, "Oimer ein izan, v'yena mefarnes, yoytsev yitin ksuba." If a husband tells his wife, "I'm not going to support you," he has to give her ksuba right away, give her a get right away. And now Mishnah's mashma doesn't have to give a get right away, but rather we wait. We just have to add on to a ksuba every week 3 dinarin. So Mor says, "V'lav lamluchi bay boy." True, the loch is if the husband says he doesn't want to support her, he has to give her a get. But there's time in between that we have to check it out to see what's causing it. La'amluchi bay means we have to check out the case. So those weeks that we're checking out the case to see what's going wrong, then the husband has to add on, the Mishnah says, every week, 3 dinarin. So, Kopon, we don't have a proof yet. What does Meredis mean in our Mishnah? Does it mean she doesn't want to live with him? Or does it mean she doesn't want to do her work for him? Meisvei, I have a kasha. It says, Achas le'aruso nesuyin. There's no difference whether she's narusa, just erusin, or nesuyin, she had nesuyin. V'yafilu nida, even if she's a nida. V'yafilu chel, even if she's sick. V'yafilu shmeres yovim. Even when she's a shmeres yovim, also you can have the loch of al-mishnah, she could be a meredis. So in parentheses we have, some say not to be gersa, we have the gersa. Bishleim l'man liyam mimlocho shaper. It's very good that she just says she doesn't want to work for her husband. That's what she's saying no to. She's being rebelling for the Gemara Nida Vas Tashmasi. What does it mean she's rebelling? She's a Nida. She can't live with her anyway. Oh, Moloch, yes. No, that's not a kasha. There's a big difference whether somebody has, again, some bread in his basket. He knows like he could live with his wife. Or, she's a Mered, that she's saying she doesn't want to live with him. If she says she doesn't want to, that's worse. Then you have a right to take off from Maksuba seven dinarim each week. So therefore, there's no proof from here. Now, we have the girsas like this. If you want to say she's rebelling, that she doesn't want to have tashmish, that's why it says that she's sick. Because even though she's sick, there's still tashmish she could have. And if she's being meredis, she doesn't want to have tashmish, that's called a good meredis. But if you want to tell me her meredis, she's rebelling me, she doesn't want to do her work. So the Gemara,